This is Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide. This week, Seymour rants about trees, life, and property. We have music from Filthy Politicians, best listened to while watching the video. And check out the website for Acts of Resistance. This is Rage, building a community of resistance, one podcast at a time. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide, coming to you from occupied Amiskwatsi, Wiskaigan. I am your host, Seymour Life. And a special hello to all living beings out there whose lives are much more valuable than property. So I'm cruising the web this week, and I found a few things that I found really quite interesting and at the same time quite disturbing, and I also received an email that sort of compounded that whole process. I came across the Vancouver Media Co-op story, In Defense of the Black Bloc, a communique from Olympic Resistors. I also came across a website article, Oil Sands Downstream Pollution is 50 Times Higher Than Normal. Then I was made aware of a Facebook group called Reasons When It's Acceptable to Smack a Woman in the Face. And originally that website was called Reasons When It's Acceptable to Donkey Punch a Woman in the Face, perpetuating the idea that violence against women is okay. So fortunately, that group is no longer available through Facebook. And what kind of tied this all up for me was reading through the comments on the communique, and I think it's the second one in the lineup there, where the ending line is, wake up to reality. And I stop and think, and I wonder if the person who wrote that really understood what reality is and how we treat things in reality. Because when you look at this, you see how screwed up the dominant culture and the society really is. What I've come to realize is that in this culture, the dominant culture, almost everyone values property over living beings. They value things over life. And that's kind of hinted at through the story of Stuff. She didn't come right out and say that, but you can see it. But the Facebook group, you know, kind of brought this home to me, because I was thinking about it. I said, you know what, if I created a Facebook group that advocated the destruction of windows of a particular company, that Facebook group would be down faster than you can say Facebook group. Yet it took a while for the Reasons When It's Acceptable to Donkey Punch a Woman in the Face group to actually come down. And they actually argued that it was okay for this to be up there because there was far more offensive things out there, and had a link to a whole bunch of pictures of what was really offensive stuff, but somehow this made their joke, things like that, acceptable. And that it should be also be okay because this is really just about shits and giggles. And that also sort of made me think, you know, it made me think that if we were to put those two things together, the windows and the smacking a woman in the face, there would be far more people upset about breaking the window than we would be smacking a woman in the face. And that's disturbing to think about. It was disturbing for me to think about it. A lot of young men and women found this kind of abuse in that website, in that group, funny. And then there was this air of self-righteousness within those criticizing the Bloc Noir, because they themselves are nonviolent. They really stand on a pedestal of this nonviolence, but in reality, what's happening is their violence is being done for them. Because if we look at windows, for example, the wood around the window in any house, and a lot of buildings, because there's still wood there to keep, you know, for the fluctuations of the window, there's a lot of wood involved, and those come from living beings. That's a living being that's being killed for that window. And then there's all the chemicals that go into the window, the nickel, the metal, taken mostly from third world countries with poor environmental guidelines and imposed, that's key, imposed poor environmental guidelines so they can pay back their quote, debt, and this allows multinational companies based in the U.S., Canada, and other areas to go in, extract, and not care for the land, not care for the people. So they're just poisoned. And this is a kind of violence that goes on all the time. China actually will hire mercenaries to drive people off the land so they can get oil companies in, so they can continue their industry, and their industry fuels the consumer world. I mean, look at everything you have in front of you. How much of it is not from China, or how much of it is not from oil? And I guess what I find disturbing is that they cannot see the difference. These self-righteous critics cannot see the difference between destroying an object and the killing of a living being. So to make a window, you know, the whole industry around it, from getting the oil to mining to producing the metal to turning that metal or glass or silicate into something that they can use, that whole process is highly polluting, is very destructive to living environments, from the soil to the trees to the plants to the birds to the animals that are pushed off the land when the mining is put into place, the poisons that continue to all the land and the animals afterwards. This all is seen with blinders to the violence that really is existing, because these are living things that are dying for a window or widening a road, as opposed to a material non-living object. So many, many living beings die to make windows. But when that is the reality, the deaths of those living beings is invisible to them, then they only see the violence, as they call it, to the window. And this is where statements like oil sands downstream pollution is 50 times higher than normal can be made. I mean, to me, normal is no pollution. Trees have no value, but the wood that makes house frames does. So this fucked up. A living being has no value, but when it's killed and then made into something that's completely inanimate, it suddenly has value. So the things we make in this society now have more importance than other living beings, including humans themselves, because humans are quite expendable, as an example of how China drives people off land to get oil. And that's not, it's not just China, it's the U.S., it's Canada, it's other places like that. We're doing it everywhere. This is the sickness of the dominant culture. One, its inability to see the violence that it causes. And two, its inability to value what is really valuable. And I was reading through some of the other comments, and some of the comments that came up about the civil rights and how it was nonviolent and how Martin Luther King held to nonviolence. And that's true. But at the same time, what they don't think about is the number of African Americans that actually died during that time frame, especially in the South, and the number of them that were injured and maimed in the process of demanding their rights. They didn't get their rights by asking nicely of white folks to behave better. They did it by breaking the law, by sitting in the front of the bus, by going into restaurants, by taking over government buildings, by doing civil obedience, and more. And nor did their lawyers turn on them. When I saw that on Submedia TV, it made me sick, because it's hard enough to resist it as it is in this country without your lawyers turning on you. So then I asked myself this question. When was the last time a white person died for indigenous people's land rights? When is the last time a white person died or gave their life so that indigenous people could live on their land without being poisoned by industrial pollution? When was the last time anyone actually gave their life just for a forest and just for a river or just for a bear? Traditional indigenous people have been giving their lives for over 500 years for the land. And they understood the importance of trees and salmon and bears and berries. And they thought that the white man was crazy when they're out there killing wolves, killing bears. They're upsetting the balance and making sense. And then right now we have reports about the declining population of the woodland caribou. And their solution? To kill the wolves. Not top stop the tar sands. Kill the wolves. So again, more living beings have to die for inanimate production. The land, the trees, the salmon, the bears, the berry. These are all living beings. Not objects like windows. And they're all beings with the same right to life as any one of us. And they are the real world. All those things keep the earth going, not humans. It's the bacteria, the mycelium, the plants, the bears, the salmon, the berries, the birds. All these things combined keep the planet going, not human beings. So it really pisses me off when people try to play down the destruction of indigenous lands, or play down indigenous land rights, or ignore the blatant racism, well, the plain colonialism of the HBC Olympic commercial that ignores the fact that they stole the land from the original peoples that were living there. And it pisses me off further when they try to play down the fact that the dominant culture benefits for being on stolen land, and it continues to steal more. The dominant culture is not the real world. It is not reality. The reality is the living beings to keep this real world going. So I ask this outright. What are you loyal to? What are you willing to give your life for? Now, I have one final thought on the whole thing, and that is, the French resistance, the Dutch resistance, and the Russian partisans did not beat the Nazis by just breaking windows.
This is an attempt to bring in some reality amongst all this glorification of the American lifestyle. If that's you, then listen up. Especially the Miley Cyruses, Jay-Z's, Beyoncé's, and the rest of you wool-pulling corporate whores. Now you can't say you didn't know. Fuck you! Take a look around, what the fuck is this? Everyone's on something that I must have missed. Got your nation dropping bombs so that you can wear a thong. It was made by an underage in Hong Kong. Sweatshop pay they make in one day is what you spend on a fucking fillet of fish that you stole from Somalian fish nets. Then when they try and fight back, you call them pirates. Play the victim, justify why another day, another rocket ripping through the sky to kill a brown guy and his baby boy, to steal a resource to make more toys that sell because your life is shallow and boring. They give you celebs, you ignore all the warring. Man, it's so atrocious how we've gotten so obsessed. Need that overdosage of a culture so fucked, yeah, hard to let it go. Why the fuck does everything gotta be a spectacle? In the good old US of A, who might I say? Well, let's just ask the innocent they're shooting today. But it's not like you see all these thousands of crimes. They just push that American dream, flooded the mind with celebrities. Keep on blasting through the TV. Wonder why you see these preteens acting Britney. While these daughters on that two-finger diet, they feel like they need to compete with Miley Cyrus. That role model type on the pole for the crowd. What's fucked is daddy's front row, oh so proud.
Put my hands up to play my song with butterflies.
Product of the USA, you watch TV 8 hours a day. You've got an addiction to staring at fiction. They got you right where they want you, wishing you could have it all, at least a bit more. Help that rich man to hold down the poor. You gave up on the truth, hands up, hit the youth. go along with the crowd, it's yelling the loudest. Ocean forest, mountain construction, turns out you're the weapons of mass destruction. The world hates you more than I do, at least all the ones that haven't been lied to. Argue with the innocent as they're getting bombed, deny all the blood you base your life on.
Put my hands up to play my song, the butterfly.
And that was the Filthy Politicians' excellent remix of Party in the USA. It has great impact if you watch it with the video. Next week we'll have Shannon Walsh, director of H2 Oil, and Wazia Tawan, a faculty member at the Indigenous Governance Program at the University of Victoria. Have a great night, folks, and remember, the resistance is within you. Let it free.
Something to believe in. Oil companies will decide the future of American ties. Politicians like body with the brain. Yeah, but shoot them back. Something to believe in. Taking lives will never change. The hatred man has prearranged. We don't. We just don't bend long. Tell them we don't. We just don't bend long. We don't fit inside your brain. Society just looks away. We don't. We just don't belong. We don't belong. Don't belong. Don't belong. Don't belong. Away. We don't, we just don't bend.